locked away. I love it loud. That's Kiss from their 1982 album Creatures of the Night. And kicking things off was Manowar, Metal Days, from their 1982 debut release, Battle Hymns. I'm Ralph Rasmussen, and you are listening to episode 82 of the Radio Bypass Podcast, where most weeks we feature some new music and some old music. But as we're doing the 80s episodes, we're looking back on the 1980s. And today's episode, we'll look back on some of the best releases from 1982. But I have to tell you, it's hard. I did this with 1980 and 81, and I'm going to keep doing it throughout the 80s. But to narrow down just a few songs from each of these years is really hard, because a lot of great stuff came out each and every year in the 80s. So pretty tough to narrow it down to just a few, but that is my mission, is to bring you some of the best ones. So Manowar and Kiss kicking things off, and now we're going to keep it going with a pair from Chicago rockers. First up is Survivor. In 1982, they put out their biggest album of their career, went all the way up to number 2 on the Billboard charts, the album did, and this single went up to, I believe, number 1, if not, definitely in the top 10 for sure. The tune was called Eye of the Tiger, the album was called Eye of the Tiger, and from the album Eye of the Tiger, this is Chicago rockers Survivor doing Hesitation Dance.
Yeah.
doing the hesitation dance at Survivor from 1982's Eye of the Tiger. Dave Bickler on lead vocals there. And I know Dave's been working on some new music. And if he ever finishes anything, I will make sure that I turn you on to some of it, because Dave, great singer is he. All right, and then another Chicago band that had a record out in 1982 was a band called The Bees. And The Bees were several members from the band The Boys with another singer by the name of Tommy Holland. This tune is called I Love the Way. Chicago Rockers, The Bees, from their debut album, Get Up, came out back in 1982. And after that, unfortunately, they did not get a chance to make a second record. Tommy Holland, who you heard on lead vocals, went on to form the band Holland, who had a record out 3 years later in 1985 called Little Monsters. And the drummer, Steve Riley, went on to play with Wasp and then LA Guns. He also played drums on Ron Keel on the band Keel's The Right to Rock album that came out in 85, just before joining Wasp that year. But he went on to play with Wasp and LA Guns. And then Mike Tafoya, he has continued to play his guitar, doing it his way. Had a series of bands, including the Lost Boys and some different ones. And him and Tommy Holland every now and again get together and play out and do some of the old Bees material. So it's kind of nice to see them when they get together. But that's the Bees, I Love the Way. And we're going to keep the rock from 1982 rolling right now with Motorhead. This is a tune called America. From Motorhead's Iron Fist album that came out back in 1982, and that one goes out to Mark. I had asked on the Radio Bypass Facebook page what your favorite records were from 1982, and Mark weighed in with Iron Fist being one of his favorites, so that one's for you, Mark. And we're going to keep things going now with something that was, again, a one-off album, and that was from Glenn Hughes and Pat Thrall. Glenn Hughes, of course, I think everybody knows, Deep Purple, and Black Sabbath, too, for a while, Black Country Communion more recently, but In 1982, Glenn got together with Pat Thrall, who had just left the Pat Travers Band, and they put out one record. And from that one, this is called Muscle and Blood. Muscle and Blood, Glenn Hughes, Pat Thrall, one record released in 1982, just called Hughes Thrall. Now, Pat may have left Pat Travers Band to do that album with Glenn Hughes, but Pat Travers didn't let the departure of Pat Thrall slow him down either. He also came out with a new record in 1982, and from that one, this is called Can't Stop the Heartaches. We'll be right back. Patrick Henry Travers, Can't Stop the Heartaches. That's from his 1982 release, Black Pearl. And Pat Travers, I've always admired all of his music. And I love the fact that so many guitar players cite Pat as one of their favorites, such as Kirk Hammett from Metallica and Nuno Bettencourt from Extreme and many others. And Pat definitely deserves that because he is one heck of a guitar player. And speaking of great guitar players, next up, we've got the debut album from a guy that many called Europe's answer to Eddie Van Halen, and that was Adrian Vandenberg. From his debut, this is Back on My Feet.
Leave them behind till there's no way back.
Adrian Vandenberg and his band Vandenberg from their debut album, also just called Vandenberg. That's Back on My Feet. I'm Ralph Rasmussen, and you have been listening to episode 82 of the Radio Bypass podcast. I thank you for coming back and checking out another episode. And we'll have more great rock and roll for you again next week. And once again, featuring a particular year. So let me know what your favorite record from 1983 was, because that's what we'll be looking at next week, looking back on 1983. And once again, a lot of great choices there and a lot of albums I won't be able to play. I won't have enough time to fit them all in. But yeah, just let me know what you like, just like Mark did this week, letting me know that Motorhead Iron Fist was one of his favorites. Let me know what your favorites are. I have a Facebook page for Radio Bypass, a Twitter page, Instagram. You can email me, ralph@radiobypass.com. So let me know what your favorites are from 83. I know for sure one for me that I got to include next week will be Fastway. That debut Fastway album is still one of my all-time favorites. So definitely going to have to crank something up from that. But at this point, we're out of time for this week. I'm going to leave you with one last song. And again, had to leave out a lot. A lot of great albums came out in 82. Judas Priest, Scorpions, even Uriah Heep had a really good record in 1982. So a lot of great stuff came out in 82. Can't fit it all in, but I am going to leave you with another great one from 1982 from Gary Moore. This is a tune called Gonna Break My Heart Again. The album was Corridors of Power. So check this one out. Crank it up. Have a great week, and I'll talk to you next Sunday.